Got ourselves a mystery.
I think the mystery was solved by a bunch of the texters when we mentioned this earlier in the morning. Yours is a bigger mystery than mine. I've had a betta fish now for a very long time. Back when Stella was in her old school, which has been, God, this fish is probably over 3 years old, 3 or 4 years old.
Hickey Correctional Facility.
It's a betta, and they don't live much longer than that, so I think he's just getting old and sick. I looked it up, and it seems like I'm going to go home one of these days, and he's not going to be with us anymore.
Yeah, describe what this fish has been doing or not doing.
Yeah, he's kind of lost his color. He's sinking to the bottom a lot. Yeah, he's just like laying on his side. He's just very lethargic, and I did a clean the tank, treated the water, put some medicine in there, and it's just... he's not getting any better, and I just think he's just his better days are behind him. So, look, he's a fish, right? It's sad.
All things.
I'm amazed
pass.
He lasted this long. I bought him a nice big heated tank. He's got a great, nice. He was the happiest fish for a really, really long time. Just one betta running that tank. Mm-hmm. Beautiful color.
Are you attached to him?
Yeah, dude, I love him. Are you kidding me?
Like, I've grown attached to my fish.
I go home
as
every
well.
Day and I just like stare at him in the tank. Like I check on him every like half hour to make sure he's not dead.
You tap on the glass real loud. They love that. Real loud.
Yeah, I've been through a lot with this fish. He's been a good fish. I upgraded, like I said, I went and upgraded his tank. Got him this cool, you've seen the tank. I've had pictures of it. But
this is for you. As he throws it a full double cheeseburger.
It's funny, as I'm like, I went to the pet store and I bought all this stuff to try and like make him better. And as I'm checking out behind me, they're just unloading a box of... just a whole new batch of betas.
Yeah.
There's just a million of them.
A trillion.
And those little, like, Tupperware containers. I mean, literally, the counter behind him was just filled with them. I go, you know, life goes on. I'll just...
yeah, there ain't a shortage of these things. Yeah, you're not having an endangered species disappear on your hands. This isn't a polar bear.
Though.
Yeah, it's still, I mean, it's a...
and he'd see me come over to the tank, and he would swim up to, like, the top left corner. Because that's where I would drop the food up, right in the little corner there. He'd know... where he'd get the food. He knew what was going on. He was very alert. And now he's just a shell of his former self.
I watch you masturbate.
But you...
oh, yeah, I got a thing.
Have a bigger mystery. I just got an old fish.
Sam, you hypothesized what might have happened to this fish of mine. When I moved into my new place, the old owners had a fish pond. It's probably the only good thing those wretched vipers left me. Was this small fish pond. And I grew attached to these six, count them, six fish. And they're goldfish, but they're like the large goldfish. Like, 2 inches, 3 inches.
Yeah.
The big one is about 5 inches. I call them Bubba. And they have distinct markings. They're all, for the most part, gold, like goldfish are. But one of them has some white splotches on his side, and he's Bubba. He's the big guy. And I've kept them, and I've fed them, and I counted them, and I named them all, you know, different stuff. Jordan, Joey, Danny, Donnie, Bubba.
That's that band.
That's the New Kids on the
New
Block.
New Kids on the Block.
Yep, that's the one. And I go to feed them recently, and I clean their stuff out. As the leaves fall into their pond, and I got to keep that stuff cleaned out. Once a month, I give them this little splash of some stuff called Clear. And it just helps break up some of the enzymes in the water. It's totally natural, but it keeps the water from getting too murky, whatever. And I'm in there, and I'm like, okay, there's Danny, there's Johnny, there's Joey, there's Jordan, there's Donnie. Where is Bubba? And I start scooting around. And I mean, I start digging. Like, I look like a fat kid cleaning out an ice cream container. I'm scooping the bottom, trying to fit. And it's the biggest one. It's just, he's the first one I see. Bubba is gone. He ain't in there. He's been gone for days now. Bubba got up and out of town. He absconded. And
damn.
I don't know. And I'm the only one that messes with that pond. The kids had the hammer of dawn dropped on them when we first moved in there. Because they're in there, like, chucking in Oreos and... throwing in Nintendo controllers and dunking their asses in it. I'm like, no, you stay away from Dad's fish pond. I have nothing else in this world except for that fish pond. So they're not messing with it. It's just me. And he's gone. And Sam, your theory was yesterday in the meeting
Well, one of two things could have happened. It could have either gotten snatched by a bird.
Oh,
or
God.
It could have just died and then its friends just ate it. Considering Whoa. Goldfish literally will eat anything, including other fish. And
yeah, I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
I didn't know
Texters
that.
Texters checking in unanimously with their saying that a great blue heron. Heron or herring uh-huh. or heron, heron, H-E-R-O-N. Great blue heron got your fish.
Damn, really?
Somebody says they're notorious for raiding fish ponds.
That son of a bitch has to die.
A lot of these are coming in.
I have to install sentry guns. See, here's the issue, though, with that. Wow, I'd say that might not be the case. I'm not sure if you've been to my house, but you haven't been in my backyard. It's inside of a spiraled staircase leading from my deck onto the lawn. So if you walk off my deck,
sounds very fancy.
It's really not. The deck's about to collapse any day now, and there's going to be a big time tragedy on my hands. Or will it be? And as I walk down these stairs, it's kind of tucked in between the railings. So it's nothing that a bird could just swoop and take
Maybe,
off with.
Well, no, herons don't do that. They're not the swooping kind of bird.
Oh, I thought all birds swooped. This one doesn't swoop.
No, they're the ones with the big long legs and the really long beak.
Maybe it was a raccoon or a fox.
We have foxes all over the neighborhood.
That's what it was. It was a fox.
Damn fox.
Maybe.
And
I don't know.
I want to believe that that's the case. And Bubba, may you reign forever in the pond of heaven. But if I find out that those other fish ate him.
Oh, one of those birds.
Look at that.
They're
That's
big.
It.
Like if they're on the ground, they're probably like this tall.
And I live right next to the bay. I mean, there's herons all over the place.
Yeah, I was running in Oregon Ridge the other day, and I was running, what the hell is that? There was like a little stream, and there was a big, giant bird just like this, just standing in the stream, poking down into the water. I was like, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, people are saying that something had Bubba for dinner.
Whoa! Here's one eating like a giant water rat. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Your goldfish was nothing.
My goldfish was
like
the
appetizer.
Free bread. Yeah,
don't they use their bill to spear
fish? I don't know. I think.
He's good with birds also.
Yeah, you probably know more than we do, right? Speaks,
no.
You read up on birds.
No, I just
Well, you know
guessing.
You love birds. You're the birder on the show.
Here's one eating a rabbit.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to say.
Show me. These things are insane.
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh. That's crazy.
Dude, that thing speared that rabbit's skull. Look at this picture. Show Josh.
I don't want to see it.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm fine.
It's pretty great.
But, birds will spear, like crows or ravens. No, maybe it's a raven. A raven, its beak is so strong and powerful, they can spear the skull of a rabbit.
What? Yeah, that's what this heron did.
Yeah.
This thing has a rabbit's skull.
Yes.
Like shish kebabbed around its beak.
Somebody's saying you got to put a net over it.
Ah, that's a lot of work.
No, just lay it over like a black net and you just lay it right over the top.
Okay. I mean, I could do that, I guess. Damn. I really love all of them.
I'll put up a camera.
Oh, I can get one of those nature cameras.
Yeah.
I think I might do that.
Stray cat?
We do have stray cats in the neighborhood. And by stray, I mean the neighbor's cat that loves to spend time in my yard. All right. Well, if anybody's seen an extra large white spotted goldfish out there, tell Bubba to come home.